This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. My Fellow Americans, a regular feature on Day to Day, explores the lives of people we find or hear about, like the man who works at one of the best-known sites in L.A.
My name is John Peterson, and I'm over here at Hollywood and Highland.
This is a city with a few stars and many, many people who make them beautiful. And this is more true for John Peterson than almost anyone else we know. He polishes the inlaid brass on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
We have to kind of undo a lot of rain tarnish on these star emblems, get them cleaned up for the tourists and visitors again.
The Walk of Fame is a section of sidewalk that runs almost a mile and a half along Hollywood Boulevard. The concrete surface holds more than 2,200 granite stars and brass plaques honoring the famous folks of Hollywood, and some who used to be famous but are now mostly forgotten. One man is assigned to keep them all shining, John Peterson.
This is in pretty good shape. If the star has spills or spatters, I'll just wash the whole thing with this stuff. I guess it won't need it. Just do the metal work here.
He's 54, with a weathered face, a graying mustache, and knee pads. He lost a foot in a childhood accident and uses crutches to get around. On the Walk of Fame, it's easier to drag himself from star to star, so that's what he does. He can polish 130 stars a day. The whole Walk of Fame takes 2 to 3 weeks to complete, and then he starts over.
This is just your common ordinary glass cleaner or all-purpose cleaner. Or just clean the whole thing and dry it off and use the brush. So you can use a number of different things, autochrome polishers, which give it maybe a little bit better protection against water getting on here and things like that.
City officials used to use machines to do this. They didn't work. It's too hard getting into the crevices. It's a job for humans.
The machine cleaning stuff doesn't work that well. It'll clean this flat stuff pretty well, but not all of this stuff. So you have to come back and hand policies anyway, so they're going to do it that way, at least for now.
He's more than just a cleaning man, he says. You could see him as a park ranger for the Walk of Fame, offering stories, history, directions to Man's Chinese Theater or the Hollywood Wax Museum, and cautions for the careless who might despoil his glorious walk with litter.
Excuse me a second. Can we keep that thing off the stars there and we go? We're working on them today. Just not thinking, throwing maybe cigarette ashes or dropping items of trash and junk onto the floor. They just have this habit, more than anything else.
Are you putting in a new star?
No, I'm just cleaning the existing ones.
It's not the actual physically cleaning up of the stars that makes the thing, anyway. It's the interaction with the tourists and mostly some locals, but largely with tourists. It's like it's to deal with the public anyway, doing repair and sales on electronics. So it's just a matter of a few minor modifications, I can do it out here. I mean, it's like selling, instead of selling a product, you can sell a kind of a service. And even though it's not officially like a tour guide services, in fact, I probably could do that if I had to, if I get into something like that, but like a tour guide thing, like a lurking for one of these tour bus outfits or something like that, I could probably could do it.
And probably he could, but if he did, who'd be left to polish those stars?
As you get down to the next block, you'll run into some of the newer ones. Like Jay Leno is down there where McDonald's is, right there on the next, we're going to be there in a few minutes, but that's where they are.
John Peterson works for California Street Maintenance in Hollywood, California.